So my name's Greg Yong, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer for Dreamworld and Whitewater World. So look, first of all, thanks for coming, and a good morning to you from Dreamworld on a beautiful sunny winter day. We're really excited today to announce our stage reopening of Dreamworld and Whitewater World. It's been a long time coming, but we're happy to announce that will be occurring for us on the 16th of September, which is in the next little while. Having been closed for 5 months, we're really looking forward to welcoming back our team members that have been off for a long time, and also we're really excited to welcome back our pass holders. And I just want to also make a special mention to all of our team members that have worked through during this time. We've had a very small crew here looking after the park and looking after our animals, and I think it's really appropriate that we mention all the great work that they've continued to do during what has been a very difficult time for everyone. Look, we're also really excited to welcome back our existing pass holders, and our existing pass holders will be getting an extension to their pass and some bonus time as well for the challenges that everyone's been through during COVID. So all of our pass holders will be getting just over 6 months of additional time on their pass, which will commence from when we reopen again on the 16th of September. Look, the other thing that we wanted to mention today is that we know how hard it's been for families on the Gold Coast, in Brisbane and globally, to be frank. And we recognise that. We recognise, financially it's been such a difficult time, and to that end, we've taken the decision to make a really significant change to our price on a limited time only basis when we reopen the park. And as a result of that, we'll be reducing our annual pass price from $139 down to $99, which is a significant change for us, a really substantial discount. And we're doing that really because we want people to have the opportunity to afford to have an escape, get away from all the challenges that have been happening through COVID. And we think that having a price point that really gives people the opportunity to come and join us here is something that's really exciting. We really think that's going to make an opportunity for people to have fantastic new memories here at Dreamworld, at Whitewater World, and also at Sky Point. You're probably wondering, what have we been doing over all this time that we've been closed? Look, we have had a small team here, and we've done a lot of work during that time. A lot of it has been around COVID safe planning and trying to get the park ready to go for when we do the reopening. We've also been working on a major refurbishment of our Sidewinder roller coaster. It's an iconic roller coaster here. It's going to reopen with a brand new identity and a complete refurbishment of the entire attraction. We'll have a little bit more to talk about with that, and look, we're really excited about what that's going to mean. I think it's going to be a really iconic announcement for the Gold Coast, and again, we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next short while. We've also been doing a lot of work on our water park. We've also, in that area, commenced the top to bottom refurbishment of our most popular attraction there, which is our Kids Pipeline Plunge slide complex. And that completes what has been 12 months of extensive work at Whitewater World. And over the last 12 months, it's literally been completely refurbished. And we believe it's not only a fantastic water park on the Gold Coast, but probably the best water park in the country right now. We're really excited about reopening that on 16th of September. Hopefully we get some weather like this when that happens, and we can't wait to welcome people into that park for what we think is going to be a bumper summer season. You're probably also wondering about all the metal that's sitting in our car park at the moment. I can tell you that construction of our $32 million roller coaster, world-class multi-launch roller coaster that we've talked about a lot prior to COVID, is going to recommence in the very near future. I can't give you a specific date as yet, but I can tell you they will be very, very soon that we'll start that work. And that'll create not only jobs here at Dreamworld for when that attraction reopens, or when it reopens, when it opens to public, but it's also going to create a lot of jobs to contractors and builders that'll assist with that work. We've made undertakings that the people that will be engaging to do a lot of that construction work will be local firms from the local area, particularly from Queensland. And we're really excited that we can spread those economic benefits of reopening and building that attraction to people that really need it in this local area. You would see that we've got a lot of the attraction sitting in our car park at the moment. That is really a very small amount of what comprises the entire attraction. And the rest of that attraction is sitting in Europe at the moment and is being progressively shipped to Australia over the next little while. We really do think that's going to be a world-class attraction. We say those things all the time in our game, but it literally is, one of the best roller coaster formats in the world, and we're just fantastically excited to see that come to Dreamworld. So to sum up, we can't wait to reopen the park and do what we do. It's been a really difficult time. I should really note to everyone that obviously we'll be reopening the park under a COVID-safe plan. We've worked very closely with Queensland Health and to be honest with other people in the industry to make sure that our plan is comprehensive. And we just can't wait to get those doors open. And again, we really think that the new offer on our passes is more than just a marketing or a commercial idea. We actually think it is something that's really going to matter to people on the Gold Coast and in Brisbane that can spend some time away from home and have a really good experience in our parks. I think lastly, I just want to say that we've got a number of new announcements to come over the next short while in the lead up to the reopening and shortly thereafter pertaining to the new roller coaster refurbishment and a number of other exciting events and activities that we'll be launching over the next short while.